welcome to Heartbeat. Today I want to talk about an aspect of prayer that we can bring into our prayer time. Maybe it's something that you're already doing, or maybe it's something that you can begin to incorporate in your prayer. And that is praying with thanksgiving. Prayer is where we build our relationship with God. It's where we get to know Him, and it's where our hearts are changed. And when we're growing in our relationship with God, when we begin to thank God for what He's done, it shows the maturity in our relationship as we come to God to thank Him, not just for the gift that He's given us, but also for who He is Himself, that we really want Him Himself, not just the gift. And I want to start by looking at the story of Jesus with the 10 lepers. It's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. And it says this: On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him, keeping their distance. They called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. So we see here in this story the relationship between the 10 lepers and Jesus. They call out to Jesus and ask for mercy. They're asking for his healing upon them. And what Jesus does is he says, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they turn to go to the priests, it's then that they are healed, when they follow Jesus' instruction. Now, at this time, the lepers would have been ostracized from their community. They would have been cut off. They would not have been allowed to enter into society. And the only way that they could re-enter into society was if a priest verified that they had been clean, that they had been healed, and then they were allowed to return to their community. So that's why Jesus has told them to go and show themselves to the priest, so that the priest can say, yes, you can now enter society again. You can now re-enter community. And it's only one, the Samaritan, who comes back to Jesus when he realizes that he has been healed, who comes, and some versions say that he threw himself at Jesus' feet in thanksgiving for what Jesus had done for him. And this story reminds us of how we should come to God in prayer. When he answers our prayers, that we should come with thanksgiving. Maybe for some of us, we should throw ourselves at Jesus' feet to thank him for the amazing things that he has done. So something that we can do as we begin our year is we can start with thanksgiving. We can begin our prayers every day with thanksgiving for what God has done for us, but also for who God is. We can be specific in our thanksgiving prayer. We can be specific for certain situations, maybe for dire situations that God has turned around, circumstances that we didn't think would change, but have changed because of God. We can be specific and we can thank God for the daily blessings that He gives us. In our thanksgiving prayer, we can also acknowledge His goodness. You know, at the moment, we've got a new priest where I go to Mass, and our priest in his homilies every time has asked us as the congregation to respond to him when he says a certain phrase. And he will say, God is good. And then us, the congregation, say all the time. And then the priest, he will say all the time, and we have to respond with God is good. And so he goes, God is good all the time, God is good. And he said to us the first week that he became our priest, he shared this with us and he said, just through your day, just start saying that. And it's amazing how it reminds you of the goodness of God. And I've actually been doing it. Something's popped up in my day and I've gone, wow, God, you're so good. And then I've had this phrase, God is good all the time, God is good. Just this phrase that reminds us of God's goodness, and it is a way of praising God and thanking Him for who He is. So I encourage you in this time of prayer, as we launch into our year, to pray with thanksgiving, to thank God for who He is, to thank God for the blessings that you've received, and just to give him all the praise and glory. So right now, why don't you pray with me and we'll thank God for who he is. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we offer you a prayer of thanksgiving. We praise your name. We thank you for the blessings that you give us in our lives, Lord. We thank you for the things that you do that we're not even aware of, how you set things up for us so that things go well. Lord, we praise you and we give you all glory and we thank you for who you are, for your mighty good works and for your goodness. And Lord, we pray that you would bless our year ahead. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.